Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that thing. Hey, patrons, how's it going? We're using a new recording thing, and I forgot to keep in source, or keep the source in memory, so that when it goes to this page, it keeps everything there. But yeah, one of the things, first off, we're using a new program here. We're hoping it doesn't lag at all. We did this with Jesse in the first part of the video yesterday, and it lagged. We think that's their office center internet connection bullshit. But everything should look much better. Everything should sound much better. To you guys on Patreon, I know Berg and Max and Dan are 60 FPS right now.
You know, Berg tries his best to keep the quality up.
Yeah, he does. He does. So, so far, in terms of like the different guinea pigs, this is the best one. Everyone's connection seems up to snuff here and it's not lagging. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep messing with it. But let's talk about that episode. Zeke, you seemed a little bit irritated with everything I tried to do this episode. What was up with that?
What?
Was I misreading the situation there?
Give me an example.
The whole body thing just seemed to piss you off really bad.
Honestly, it seemed like a non-issue. We're in the fucking slums and like we're not even a part of this world.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like it didn't seem really necessary to cover our tracks that well. And the two ideas that I came up with got like kind of shot down. I thought they were pretty clever and they got shot down, and that hurts a guy's feelings. Yeah. When that happens, when you think you're fucking clever and everybody's like, nah. You're like,
well,
God damn it.
I felt like that's the first time I've ever made any strides to show that like Solly Hoffa is a good person inherently and didn't want to put blame on someone else that had nothing to do with it. And so that's why they were shot down. Not necessarily because they were bad ideas. I had no issue leaving them there, which is kind of what I said after the fact. I did a poor job portraying that, but I had no issue leaving them there. And I think your idea of me insinuating that if we leave them there, the people are going to get yelled at. I didn't even comprehend that. Like, that's the thing that makes sense as well. So the best thing in terms of a good natured character was probably just to take him with us. So ultimately I'm happy with what happened, but, everyone is just kind of like, let's just move on.
I like how
you're fucking, what is this?
I like how you're all like, let's go to this wizard's home dimension. Let's bring him a present. Three mushed up corpses. You're like cats. You're like, I love you. Here's a dead mouse.
Here you go. I caved in his head.
Welcome to a beautiful realm where stars and mountains and some, what are these, dead dwarves?
Yeah, we buried them. Guys. But the other thing, I think without those corpses there, I don't know if Dan would have known to cast that on him. I mean, maybe, but it definitely like led to that discovery.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It did give us some clues to what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it gave me something to test the spell on to see if it even had any effect. And since it did, like, that made me now do this crazy thing that who knows what the repercussions are going to be from it.
My understanding, and Adam, keep a straight face to this because I don't think any of us want to know what the fuck that was. The way I interpreted that is that's someone in the afterlife that controls souls, and your soul in whatever container it was in shook when you did that. And that was why that happened.
King of the glass.
Yeah. But
like that guy seemed like some sort of astral bookkeeper.
Yeah. It was like I was watching American Gods.
The guy who checks off souls, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was watching, I think it's Anubis in American Gods who does that type of stuff. But that was,
and he was just like, nah, I couldn't be.
Yeah. Which was cool. I'm glad, like, it's cool to see that type of grand repercussion from something coming from anyone within the group, for sure. Kind of makes it seem like the party's got weight to it in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. That gives us like a little like a clue or a thread into like what may have happened to me, but we're not like sure yet. Like, it's just like this happened for a reason. It didn't just happen. This happened because of my unique situation. And it's like a small clue is we could try to research what this thing was, what if we could find it again, like we have now, like you a slight clue of something. Get your soul. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. That would be a pretty lofty goal, but you know, it, like you said, it just gives us a lot more information than we had before, even just that small little snapshot.
Yeah, we're just going to have a goal. We want to meet that person for some reason. Zeke, what were we going to say?
I was going to say, since when does having rat blood make you fucking regenerate wounds that fast and not die and shit? What the fuck is going on with those goddamn kids? Goddamn, man. That was like when they said, like, it's because of the way I was born and, you know, I'm like, I'm child of the Rat King. I was like, that just confuses me more. You didn't explain anything. It's like rats, a little like, knowledge. Grow back their tails, maybe, but not their fucking entire life.
Yeah, well, we were battling this troll once, and we killed it, and then it just got back up after it was dead because it started regenerating its body. Like, some of these things are able to regenerate themselves, which is crazy.
But that's like, trolls are notorious for that. Like, who's in well, and, yeah, they fantasy, would look, those trolls do that, like frogs, starfish, like that kind of shit. But, like, rats?
Yeah.
It was just weird. It was weird. I like that. I like that little interaction though with that dirty little kid.
Yeah, that was it was interesting for sure.
Yep.
Berg, what'd you like, or how'd you like being enlarged in that episode?
I like to keep calling me Berg.
Yeah.
Berg. That was cool. That was the first time I actually Berg was enlarged and like was able to use it, right? Because before, like, or actually, no, is it the first time that's actually been cast on him?
It's the first time you've ever been Big Berg before.
Yeah, Big Berg. No, that was Big cool. Berg, yeah. I really enjoyed that. That was, and also just added a little bit of like, you know.
I remember JP, you saying when you first sort of took that spell, you were like, it's not actually that good. Like, an extra D4 of damage. I do think that being larger and being able to mess with the battlefield, like once you're big, you can take up more space, lots more opportunity attacks. But yeah, that extra D4 damage is kind of no big deal. And then the strength stuff, like he already gets that from being enraged, but it is pretty fun to think of an enormous Berg.
I mean, a 14-foot tall Berg is pretty big. The RP flavor side of it too is that you can also reduce. So like, if we walk up to a door, I can just be like, hey, I want to make this door tiny, and it just kind of ignores the door. Which is kind of interesting. So that's what I plan to use that stuff for. But my character is like pretty concentration locked. Like almost every spell I have is concentration based.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I mean, one that's thing that does suck about casters is balancing what you're concentrating on, then accidentally casting something else that requires concentration and losing the other thing.
Yeah, like from my like known spells that I can cast that aren't rituals, haste, enlarge, levitate, flaming spear, fog cloud, and detect magic are all concentration spells. And those are the only ones that aren't is Misty Step, which is a bonus action 30 feet away, shield, and magic missile and sleep. And that's it. So I don't really have that many options. But now that we kind of have the new rules stuff that has some new spells in it, I'm interested in getting some of those.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
Yeah.
I feel like you're able to do like suboptimal choices now rather than being like, well, I have to cast haste as soon as the fight starts, and I have to do like, you know, you're not locked into that same stuff because the game is not so centered around.
Oh yeah, if we were playing
you have to fight.
If we were playing old school Court of Swords, haste would have been the first thing cast right there, and I would have gotten straight to the back.
Yep. Yeah, totally.
And so it was kind of fun to do the enlarged stuff because, you know, we spawned Big Berg, which I think was
Big Berg. There's so many fun spells in the book that no one ever uses because they don't do damage. That like you can now like play around with.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. I'm excited about it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Berg, what was it like learning Dwarvish, man? That was pretty easy.
That was cool, yeah. That was like one of the best fails ever. But
general, like I don't wanna give you a bunch of details about how exactly it all like works. But if you succeed, it just means that you like process whatever you've just absorbed like better.
Okay, so it would have happened anyways now.
It would have happened differently.
Yeah.
But failure means that like, yeah, the Berg part of you is like struggling with and like getting kind of messed up by what's happening.
So, that made for a cool scene though. That was fun to kind of RP and play
out. The trick is, and you notice it, and you know, you were lucky because it was the end of the fight, but like trying to make a wisdom save and just losing your turn every time you fail could lock Berg down real hard if you do that at the beginning of a fight. Yeah. Right. Like if you kill a kobold and I'm like, awesome, dude, you get stunned. Good luck wriggling around in your kobold memories while everyone else keeps getting actions and whatever you're fighting is stabbing you in the face. It's a hindrance, but you can like learn other languages and get new other stuff going on. So,
yeah,
it's neat.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun to kind of see that stuff come to the forefront now. Well, I don't even know like what to like say about the place that we're in. I have no idea what the fuck to do except just like walk up and be like, hey, can we steal your baby? Can we see the baby, please? I don't know.
I was wondering about that. I anticipated some kind of planning before you went in, some kind of like, all right, what are we going to do? Maybe now that you're here. These guys are, the wizards are crazy powerful, right? And if you get to a position where he's like, hey, stop stealing my experiment, and you piss him off, it could go very badly for you. I'm really curious to see what your plan is, how you approach this.
It's really hard to plan for a wizard realm because literally you can do anything at any time that you want because it's their will is in magic form right now.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. You're in his weird world now.
Yeah. Like, how would you plan for a battle against someone else's imagination?
Well, or even just like talk about like, are we going to sneak in? Are we going to pretend to be like we're here to serve you, oh mighty wizard? Like, but it was just like, nah, fuck it, let's just go. Let's just go see what happens. Well, which is a plan in of itself. Not having a plan gives you flexibility.
I think that there was a sense of urgency after we kind of had that fight. At least from me. I don't know if it was spoken, but I was definitely like, we need to fucking go now and take these bodies as fast as possible because someone here is going to know what happened. Someone's looking through the door immediately. Yeah.
Somebody's going to narc on you. Yep. Yeah, totally.
I was a little bit worried about that. But
makes sense.
Luckily, it didn't happen. And we also brought that guy 3 bodies. So I don't know what's going to happen there. I also don't know why those bugs exist in this realm. Like,
yeah, I was thinking about that too. I was like, I don't know if that's just something that's inherently in the realm or if it's something that the wizard has going on.
Or if that's what happens in life and like in the real world and we just can't see those things.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Like there's a sense of like true sight in this world or something like that. I don't know. Which maybe makes sense. Maybe that's how like gods see people on the earth, right? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I almost thought like maybe they're like, the dead bodies are like a vacuum and like it's trying to suck in the magical form of the earth or the fountain or whatever into it. They're like just drawn into the emptiness there.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be the case too. I don't know. I kind of want to like
all kinds of exciting mysteries to unfold in this realm.
Well, like, I kind of want to like befriend this guy and just ask him questions, but we're going to steal his baby.
As long as you're here, expect all kinds of like weird magical stuff.
We didn't get to see who lives in those houses, did we? We get to see.
No, not yet.
I wonder what race lives here. I wonder if it's a bunch of like celestials or whatever.
Or if this guy's the Rat King.
Or if this guy's the Rat King.
Maybe he is the Rat King. Maybe he's a wizard that goes by. I mean, Inanna goes by many names, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's true.
Maybe.
Hey, you know what? Like, maybe this guy's more powerful than Inanna and we just fucking side with him.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too, is like Inanna's. Berg at least was warned to not. But we all were, right? Yeah, you were all there.
Well, the three of us were. Ramus wasn't.
Yeah, I was warned to not trust Inanna. You know, that was like a warning in and of itself. I don't know.
Honestly, like every time I hear something like that, it's the Indiana Jones, like, didn't I ever tell you, Dr. Jones, don't trust anyone?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah, Ramus, you know that the three of us had like, Dan as a person, you know the three of us had like an encounter with the immortals, right?
All I know is that it happened. I have no idea anything about it.
Just
talk to them.
Do you want to keep it that way?
I think it's better for my character not to know because we haven't discussed it yet.
I mean, I think Calumet's like said it, but you've never like pried about it. So that'll be a fun conversation.
Mentioned that it happened, but didn't talk much about it.
That'll be a fun thing. Yeah. When that
the happens. Moment we met, we were attacked, so I didn't really get a chance to talk to with you yet. We've been like constant, like moving the whole time.
Yeah. It's also pretty fun with Zeke, how you're getting upset that I have like these side conversations with you. I don't know if that's you as a player or if that's you RPing. I can't tell.
That's totally RP. It's totally RP because it's something that Calumet would consider rude if we're in, you know, if we're in an open company and, in order for everyone to get along, at maximum, you know, efficiency, transparency, and trust are key.
That's true. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I don't know. It's a fun thing to explore that, I guess, as a character. So we'll just keep kind of poking at that. I thought the train interaction too was, even though it was very short, I thought that was a cool interaction between me and you, Zeke, where you were like pissed off, or not pissed off, you were confused, and I just smiled at you, which probably just confused you more.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I like doing that. That was a lot of fun. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that I skipped over in the episode?
Wait a minute, which one was the train conversation?
Train conversation is where you're like, why did you tell me to actually read the fortunes and not like fudge the cards or whatever. And I just like leaned back and smiled.
I love Zeke's interaction with the rat girl and convincing her to just delay telling her by 3 days. That was like very clever, and glad it worked.
Yeah. But now we're on a timetable and we have no way of telling time in this area that we know of. And time passes in the same manner that it does out of here. And that fucking sucks. I don't know if we're going to get out of here in 2 days. I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah.
We could walk out and it could be decades later for all we know.
It's very true. I also don't know how we're going to get out.
Walk out and it's in the past. You never know wizard stuff.
Yeah. We weren't told how to get back, right? We were just told. Did we ask her how to leave the area?
Nope.
No.
Fuck. Well, that sucks.
There's a lot of things we don't know. We kind of just walked in without doing much planning, as Adam said.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is fine.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to figure that out.
I don't know what else we would have. Like, Inanna didn't give us much to go on. And
it's true. Yeah.
It probably would have taken a really long time if we actually did, you know, work around and talk to a bunch of people to try to get as much knowledge as we could have. I think us as players are kind of impatient that way, and I don't know if it would have made sense for all of our characters to be like, all right, well, let's just take a bunch of time. We don't ever do that. Like, and that's whether that's just our play style as players or, you know, how our characters are, I can't tell you, maybe a bit of both, but I don't think there's been any sort of like objective where we're like, let's just plan everything. You know what I mean? It's been like, let's get a few morsels of information, see if there's like something we can do. And once we have something we can act on, we do it.
Yeah,
we are trying to be entertaining with the show for an audience, so
right? Yeah,
whether or not too much of that stuff.
Correct way to play it, I don't. There isn't a correct way, but you know what I mean. Like, I think that's a part of it too, is the fact that I know for me, consciously, it's like if we start doing something that's like lagging for a while, and I think myself like as a viewer would get kind of a little disinterested, or maybe that it's dragging on a little too much. I'm like, all right, like Berg will be like, let's go. You know what I mean? And I'm kind of limited in that regard too, as Berg. Like, Berg's not a planner, he's not a thinker, so. Even if I come up with like an idea, which I have many times, but I can't really vocalize it to you guys, because Berg, it wouldn't make sense for Berg to be like, well, here's this insightful, you know, like kind of clever idea. It doesn't make sense.
I've actually played a character similar to Berg, like way, 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 way back in the day. And I talked to, and I would love to bring this up to you, Adam, because me as a role player, I have ideas from time to time, and some of them I think are good. And when you're playing a character that probably wouldn't come up with those good ideas, what is your thoughts about sharing that idea and making it somebody else's? Like, I had this idea, but maybe Sally Hoffa came up with it.
Sure. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we, I mean, that's the thing is like, yes, your character is dumb, but I don't want you to, because it's frustrating to be like, I have a good idea. Well,
oh, yeah,
too bad. My character's dumb. In the same way, you can say like you did today, like my character wouldn't hesitate. I pick up the story and I say this thing. I think it's okay to acknowledge that we're not our characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On the inverse of that, or I guess the inverse of that, I try to be really smart with the character sometimes and it doesn't work.
Yeah. That's so, how it goes sometimes.
Yeah. That's just kind of how it goes. I keep trying to be super smart. Like part of me wanted to, like misty step behind those, dwarves while we were talking to them and like cast some fucking big spell. But the course of actions there would have been like, well, you misty step and they turn around and just fucking hit you. And then you can cast another spell just cause like that's how D&D works. So it's a little bit weird sometimes RPing in the sense of as soon as you go into combat, it becomes combat and you have to adhere to those rules. And that could be kind of a detriment to, I think, at least for things that I want to do in terms of role playing, but it's whatever, I guess, at the end of the day. Anything else?
And speaking of being smart,
let's do it.
Fucking smart mouth almost got you slapped when you called my mother stupid.
I thought about not saying that. Because that, it's kind of a lot of people would be like, oh, that's just JP, you know, being JP, blah, blah, blah. That's how he is when he comes to RPing. But I truly feel that, like, Solihoff has no qualms calling someone stupid if they say something stupid. And so I hope that comes across.
No, and that's why, like, I've been around you long enough. That's why Kalima didn't say anything. He just kind of took it. And didn't like, get hurt feelings or whatever like that, because I know that's how you are.
Yeah.
But like immediately, like me as being Zeke, I was just like, motherfucker.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you talk about my mama.
Yeah. It was like more smart ass than I think I wanted it to come across, but I wanted to just be like matter of fact and less smart ass, but the tone was definitely not delivered that well. So something to work on for sure. Well, cool. I think that, that'll wrap this up. Again, as viewers on Patreon, let us know what you guys thought of, kind of the quality of everything here and the audio quality, if it was better or worse. I think today's broadcast was quieter as well than other people. But I'll talk to my chat about that. So I'll figure that out on my end. But yeah, I think we're good. I think we'll see what happens next week in the fucking wizard world. The wonderful world of wizardry, of Court of Swords. Right. It's Hogwarts.
Get your brooms ready, kids. It's an all Quidditch episode of Court of Swords.
Dude, what if you just turn this into like fucking Harry Potter? That would be the best thing.
I have some self respect. Right?
Max would show up next week and fucking full
Harry Potter. Utrix flies up.
I'd be in my robes.
Hey, friends, 26 points to Gryffindor, and he flies off.
So Harry Potter RPing show? Yeah, we're doing that.
Oh my god. Max would love it. Max would love it. Anyways, that's it. We'll see you guys next time. Have a good week and we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.